Many essayists contribute to this program, but not many like Seth Carey. It took him several weeks to finish his piece because he's unable to use a keyboard. Instead, he tapes a computer mouse to his hand and uses a software program called Dasher. It's called a zooming interface because the user points at letters that then zoom into possible next letters until a word is formed. To a novice, it looks like one of those frustrating video games where the target constantly changes. Seth Carey can spend hours to form a single paragraph, and the process of editing, in this case with producer Vicky Merrick of Woods Hole, Massachusetts, can be daunting. But the system can also be a godsend for those with disabilities. It allowed Seth Carey to write this essay, which he calls The Absolute Worst Thing.
The Absolute Worst Thing, or Fun with ALS. I'm not able to speak clearly on my own, so with the help of a computer, this is my new voice. It's the same one Stephen Hawking uses, and the NOAA Weather Radio broadcasts in. I hate it. So, until there's one that sounds more human. Or like Darth Vader. The rest will be read by my uncle, Brian.
Ever since kindergarten, I'd wait at the school bus stop with my best friend Chris Kelly. To kill the time, we'd invent games. The Absolute Worst Thing was a real favorite. We'd dream up the worst situations we could think of and progressively build upon them until they were as dreadful as possible. No matter how we tried to outdo it, the absolute worst we could come up with was always trumped by one particular scenario. What if you could still think and feel, but you weren't able to move? We agreed. This was the absolute worst thing. That was about 30 years ago. And I still think it's the absolute worst thing. I was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, December 14th, 2001. No problem remembering that date. The doctors who diagnosed me were careful to explain that this meant a death sentence. When they suggested one more blood test, since maybe you're lucky and you just have AIDS, I knew that the absolute worst thing was for real, and it was happening to me. In the last 2 years, 7 months, and 8 days, this disease I'd never heard of has been busy kicking my ass. I've gathered way too much info on ALS, all of it depressing, and can rattle on about it. It boils down to this. ALS kills motor neurons, the signal pathways to voluntary muscles. Those are what you use for things you want to do, like petting the cat, rolling over in bed, holding your head up. You get the idea. Those muscles are also used in breathing. Something I regularly do and very much hope to keep on doing. I have bulbar onset ALS, whose symptoms include uncontrollable outbursts of laughter and weeping, sometimes both at once. Fortunately for me, most of my outbursts have been in the more socially acceptable form of laughter. The slightest humorous thought or the dreaded heart tug of a Spielberg moment, so popular in phone commercials, and I wave goodbye to self-composure. It makes it tough to act macho. It's not as bad as it was initially, but I still cry in my oatmeal most mornings. I miss being able to do everything I used to do. I thought I understood what I'd miss and could sort of stockpile experiences to keep from missing them too bad. It worked with some things better than others. I knew that I'd miss fishing, so I did a buttload of it. But how could I stock up on hugging Shannon? We have 3 cats I can no longer pet. Shannon, my wife, sometimes takes my hand and runs it over the fur of one that's nearby. The cats start purring, and usually I end up sobbing. Mosquito season has now become a form of torture. I watch them land on me. They walk about a bit, searching for just the right spot to drill. I try to explain to whoever's around what's happening. I'm hard to understand in the best circumstances, but when you add frustration and impending doom, I'm reduced to undecipherable howls. They only know I'm upset, but not why. I know all too well there's nothing funny about ALS. It stripped me of the use of my body and voice. It has been an endless source of frustration and humiliation. But there's enough depressing crap written about ALS. I want people to understand that being diagnosed with it doesn't mean you need to lose your personality or your sense of humor. Since there's nothing to treat what ails me, I self-medicate by joking about it. I found I rely on my sense of humor to get me through. Laughter and denial are the tools that make living with this nightmare possible. I credit the many hours I spent stuck in highway traffic with my approach to dealing with ALS.
Eventually, I came to realize that, When you find yourself stuck in traffic, you are faced with a choice. You can get all mad, giving the finger to everyone, and bang on the dashboard. Or you put on your favorite CD, rummage around for a roach, and sing along with the guitar solo. Either way, you're going to end up at the same place, an hour late. Oh, by the way, I'm still the same cranky Yankee inside. Being sick hasn't changed that.
The Absolute Worst Thing, or Fun with ALS, was written by Seth Carey, who lives in West Falmouth, Massachusetts, with his wife Shannon. The essay was read by his uncle, Brian Carey, and produced by Vicki Merrick at public radio stations WCAI and WNAN on Cape Cod. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.